Wow, you really outdid yourself for this event, huh, kitten?
Yes, sir. You said formal dress. Is it too much?
Well, not at all. I'm pretty sure all eyes will be on you in that dress. Black lace and a corset? I am one lucky man. It looks amazing on you, and it will look amazing off you later tonight as well.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad I have your attention because you haven't seen the best part yet.
Well, what's better than all of this? Oh. Oh.
Judging by your face, I'd say you're pleased.
If only we could skip this event and I'd just take you right up to the bedroom instead. Unfortunately, we have to get going. Limo's here and we can't be late to this. Now, kitten, you understand you need to behave tonight, right? This is a very big work accomplishment for the company, congratulating us bosses on everything we've achieved this year. No brattiness tonight, please.
Yes, sir, I know. You don't have to remind me every time we go out.
Don't even start with the eye rolling, or I will put you over my knee when we get home. Now, let's go in and have a great time. We'll eat, mingle, dance, have some drinks, and I'll give my speech, and we can head home.
Sounds wonderful. I'm really looking forward to dancing with you. It's been so long. What did you choose for our dinner tonight?
I didn't actually have to choose this time. There's a buffet tonight. You ready? Okay, kitten. There's the owners of the company sitting over there near the stage. I'm going to catch up with them before my speech, but for now, let's get a drink. Cheers. Ah, yes. We're seated at table 2, and how about that? We're sitting with Alan and Meg. We must be the fun table.
Well, thank goodness they're sitting with us. Otherwise, I don't think I'd recognize more than 2 or 3 people here. Let's put our jackets down and say hello, and then I need some food, please. It smells heavenly. Alan, Megan! Lovely to see you both again. I hope you've both been well. Please excuse us. We're just going to grab something to eat before his speech, and then we'll be right back. Don't have too much fun without us.
Well, kitten, I must say I'm impressed with how well you're behaving tonight. This is quite unlike you. I'm a little suspicious, even.
I want tonight, both here and at home, to be fun for us, if you get what I'm saying.
That's my girl. I'm getting a little turned on just by how good you're being. And looking at you in that dress, I just want to rip it off you.
Well, that sounds lovely. I'm hungry for something else. This food, for example. Wow, you weren't kidding when you said this party would be lavish. I don't know I'm supposed to decide what to eat.
Whatever makes you happy, kitten.
Okay, I've got my dinner and yours looks delicious too. Let's go sit down and eat.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you, yeah. Oh, what did you get? That looks good. I missed that. Where's that? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. It was just my turn. Yeah, it's pretty good. They always do a very good job with this. Yeah. Everyone, if you'd please keep my lovely date company, it's time for my speech. Please, excuse me.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend. Yes, I'll see you Monday.
Thanks, everyone. I'm very proud of the work we all do for this company every day. Unfortunately, we must be going for tonight as we have another prior engagement. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of the night. Bye now. Bye. Bye.
I didn't think you meant we were leaving right after your speech. Why do you look so annoyed?
When I was giving my speech, did you speak with the person sitting to your right at our table?
Yeah, I did. I said how great you sounded and that you'd sure prove your boss's snotty wife wrong once she heard you. She got up after that. I sure hope she didn't think I was rude, leaving without saying goodbye.
Kitten, that was the boss's wife. And I can tell you, my boss wasn't too thrilled with that one. Luckily, he's had a few beers and he's a bit tipsy, so I was able to smooth it over. For now. We're going home, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. You don't need to say everything we joke about to others, especially tonight, to the person we were talking about. Finally, home. Let's head inside. Straight to our room.
I'm really sorry. I really didn't know it was her.
I know, but that was just between you and me, baby. Don't discuss work jokes with anyone else. I have to punish you tonight a bit. And then, maybe, some fun.
But sir, it's not that big a deal.
No, but sir. And yes, it is a big deal. It's actually a very big deal, since he wants to speak with me on Monday in his office. Now, I'm one of the best he has in this company, so I'm not very concerned, but the issue here is that I still will be berated for a short period of time, which is an annoyance to my day. So, I think I'm going to be a bit of an annoyance to your night.
If I do this without being bratty, can you guarantee us a fun ending to our night? Please?
Now, it's not fair to play the how much I love you card. You know you're my weakness. Yes. If you take your punishment like a good girl, we'll do something you want.
Thank you.
Let me help you with this dress of yours. You look so good. I'm going to leave you in the sexy lingerie you've got on for a bit. Lie down on the bed. I'm going to tie you up a little, and I know we've never done this, but you'll be okay. I've got you. Ah, there we go. Now, you're not going to be able to move your arms, but if you get uncomfortable, just tell me and I'll cut the ropes.
This isn't bad. This is kind of hot.
Oh, that's not the punishment, kitten. I've leaned you over the side of the bed for a reason. I'm just going to slide these panties to the floor like this. I love your pussy. Now, I'm pretty pissed that you told the boss's wife I said she was snotty, causing me to have to deal with it on Monday. So this is a little lesson on keeping what you and I joke about in private, private. Understand? Good. Lay still. If you keep trying to wiggle, it's going to be all punishment and no play for you. Tell me how many spankings you think you deserve.
Well, it was an accident. But I know that I shouldn't have brought up what we joked about. I didn't think about you getting in trouble for it. So I'd say maybe 15?
I would have said 10. But let's do 15, since you think it's fair. Shall we begin? I'm going to slowly count each one, and they're going to sting. I'm talking handprint on your ass all night type of sting. I also am going to shove my cock in that tight little pussy of yours after each spanking. Got it?
Oh, a reward so soon? Yes, please.
Quiet. If you talk at all before I'm down to zero, you won't get to come. I know my kitten wants to come all over my cock, so be a good girl and don't make a sound. You talk, and we start all over.
Are moans allowed?
Yes. But no talking, though.
Yes, sir. I'm ready. Please punish me. I'll be your good girl.
My little fucking tease. fuck, I'm going to enjoy this. 15. Oh, fuck, kitten, you're tight. But you took that one very well. 14. Oh, yeah. 13. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. 12. Yeah. 11. Yeah. 10. You okay, kitten? Your moans are getting a bit louder, and I can feel you pushing that pussy onto my cock as I thrust inside you. Ooh, you're being such a good girl for me right now. Someone really wants to come, huh? 9. Yeah. 8. Oh, you're so wet. Oh, I just want to keep my cock inside you for longer. Oh, this is turning out to be a bit of a punishment for me, too. 7. 6. Oh, 5. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, 4 more left, and as long as you don't speak before this is up, I'll let you tell me how you want me to fuck you. Nod if you understand me. Good girl. 4. 3. 2. Oh, I'm so fucking close to coming. Don't worry. I'll edge myself and not come. Oh, your pussy feels so good, though. Last one, baby. I'm going to give you this spanking, and then I'm going to cut these ropes around your arms and hands, and then you decide what you want. 1. Okay. All right, here we go. Talk. What do you want? Is your reward? Anything.
Give me that tie you still have on. Great, so now come here and kiss me. Okay, so you said anything, right?
Yes. Well, why didn't you just tell me what you're thinking?
Just trust me. Stand up, please. Now I'm going to blindfold you with your tie. Perfect.
All right, now what, kitten? Oh.
How's this so far?
You are too good at this. Oh, you know this is going to make me come fast, right? Kitten, I'm about to come.
Wait, what?
I was about to come, like, seconds away from it. Why would you stop?
Because I followed your countdown, and you told me we could do anything I want. And what I want is to be a tiny bit bratty.
Sorry, kitten. No time for your brat mode. Get over here.
I'm in control. Lie back. Arms above your head. Actually, I'm going to use my tie and fasten your hands to our headboard. Comfy?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to fuck you, and I want you to come around my cock like you've never come before. I want to make your legs shake and you scream for me. So let's start. I'm just going to remove this garter that you teased me with at the beginning of the night. But I'm going to do it with my teeth. Oh, be still, baby. We're just starting. You like me kissing your inner thigh?
Oh, yes. Oh, so much. Please don't. Don't tease me for long. I'm so wet.
Good girl. Oh. Manners and all. I'm so proud of you. There. Garter's off. Now, let me just see how wet you are for me. Let's try two fingers. You are practically dripping. Let me taste that. Fuck, you taste so good. Since your hands are tied, you can't exactly grab my cock to feel how hard you've made me, so you're just gonna have to feel it now as I slide inside you. Nice and slow for my good girl. Yeah.
Oh, you weren't kidding me when you said you were hard. Fuck. I can feel you throbbing. You can go all the way in. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I want you so bad.
Fuck. You're so wet. All this teasing tonight is going to make this quicker than I want. I'm going to thrust into you. Nice and slow. I'm going to watch all the beautiful faces you make as I slide in and out of this pussy.
Onto my hands, please. Please. Please let me touch you.
No.
Please, I'm begging, let me touch you.
My little kryptonite. How can I say no to your begging? Fine.
Oh, thank you.
No, fuck, kitten. You keep digging your nails into my back, and I promise I'm gonna come inside you very soon.
That's what I want. Grinding my hips with yours. And with each thrust. I want you to come inside me. Tell me you fucking need to.
The dirty talk. Fuck, I'm serious. If you keep it up, I'm gonna blow my load so deep inside you. And then, I'm gonna fuck it back into you even deeper.
Give it to me. I'm about to come. I'm about to, sir. Can I come? Tell me I can come on your cock.
Yeah, do it, baby. Oh, yeah, right. Fucking... Now, I'm gonna come with you. Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck, here I come. Here I come. Me too, baby. Me too, baby. Take every last fucking drop of this. Come. Damn. I always forget how fast you kept me going. Hope your ass isn't too sore from those spankies. Come here. Lay on my chest.
Did I learn my lesson today?
Yes, kitten. You did very well.
Hey, this is Rue. I wanted to do a little message at the end because this is kind of what I do at Digital Manager 45. I always leave a little postscript. Some of you may be saying to yourself, what? I thought she was done doing audio. I needed some time to just take care of some things, to try to find some balance. I was going a little hard earlier, and I decided to take a break, and I wasn't sure if I'd come back. And I'm not like back in a fury, but I am with this audio. So why this audio, maybe, is the second question. So I am friends with Shins. He started recording a little after me, and I guess you could say I was his mentor. Don't take that too strongly, because he's a male voice actor and I am not. My mentorship was a little bit more like just like how to navigate GWA and, you know, talk to listeners and, you know, things like that. Like this, some of the more logistical items of it. I assumed he was doing just fine on his own content. I don't really listen to audios, which may be a little ironic as a voice actor myself, but I have here and there listened to some things. And so when he and I were talking this last month in our little kind of catch up, one of the things he mentioned was this group of collaborators. And I was like, what's a collab? Which, of course, is a silly question. You'd think, like, well, of course you know what a collab is. And I kind of knew it, but I didn't really. And he was explaining it. And I said, it would be kind of funny. You know, he said it would be kind of fun if we did one. But I know you're retired. And I was like, well, I'm not sure. And he sent me a couple options. And I found this one of them seemed like the least... Like, it seemed like a decent one to kind of like get my toe back into it. And it was kind of whimsical. It's funny though, because he and I had to laugh about this afterwards. We both recorded our parts separately, and then he has some sort of magical powers that I am unaware of because I never ever edited my audios, but Shins, he added them together. We were laughing though, because in this audio, the woman is, you know, at this banquet, and she says some dumb thing to someone about someone's wife, like a gossipy little whatever. And he's giving a speech at this banquet, this like really nice, like black tie event. And he's laughing because he's like, you're actually the executive in this relationship, in this friendship. You're the executive, and I'm, you know, and I'm not. So, and I said, yeah, there's no way I would ever like put my foot in my mouth like that and for my job. I'd probably be the tables would probably be turned, let's just say, this, maybe the stay-at-home dad. So I just think that's kind of a funny thing. Okay, that's all. I just thought, you know, I like to do postscripts, and this is my postscript to this audio. And if you're one of Shin's listeners, hope you liked it. Don't worry, we didn't actually do any of this stuff. This was combined. It is all fantasy. All right, everyone. Have a good one. Take care.